o de Alberto Alonso?
Pues en Mini.
¿Y dónde estamos?
Pues en la calle Arapiles 18.
Calle Arapiles 18, nuestro centro en Madrid, en la calle Arapiles 18. Ven a vernos o infórmate en el 914445846. Nuestro centro Baugan en Arapiles, calle Arapiles 18. 914445846.
Echo de menos esas clases por teléfono. Echo de menos esas tardes de clases en grupo. Echo de menos esas risas cuando nos equivocamos o pronunciamos mal. Echo de menos el repeat again, o el ask me, o el tell her to tell him to ask me. Sabes que me vas a echar de menos, que luego te arrepentirás. Entonces, ¿por qué me abandonas?
Este verano no abandones tu inglés. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 911-335831. 911-335831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335831.
Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia and I'm here with my high-level students, Alex, who's finally back with us for today.
Hello.
Mamen.
Hello.
Welcome. Juan, our superstar.
Hello.
And Natalia, how
Hello.
Are you? Good, good, good. All right, we're going to start off with a Twitter question. It goes like this. How do you say apoyar o hinchar por in English? How do you say that? Apoyar o hinchar? I think it's hinchar por.
No.
We talked about it last week when we talked about football and Egypt. I'm not getting my 5 euros back because Egypt is like third. So I want to know how you say apoyar o hinchar por in English. By the way, I thought of you guys yesterday because I was getting ready for bed and my wardrobe is right next to my window. So all of a sudden I saw literally a shadow the size of a bird
really
coming at me, and it was a moth.
Oh,
it was about quarter to midnight. The window was open. I screamed.
But did it leave in your house or what happened?
No, it flew in because the window was open. It flew in and then it was very funny because I got my boyfriend, he's like, a moth, and I'm like, yes.
Not a butterfly.
Because butterflies are these, you know, really cool and relaxed, nice creatures.
Yeah.
And then you have the moths were the craziest things that just move really
and
quickly.
And ugly
as well. And it was a big moth. So I thought of you guys yesterday to to tell you this. Anyways, let's go on to last week's Twitter question that we didn't solve because we ran out of time. Last week's question was, how do you say plato de ducha and jabonera in English? Plato de ducha is?
Shower tray.
Very good. And jabonera is?
Soap dish.
That's right. Jabonera is soap dish and plato de ducha is shower tray. All right. The question makes, she knows how to dance the tango because she's taking ballroom dancing classes. Give me the sentence in the second conditional.
If she weren't taking ballroom dancing classes, she didn't know.
She wouldn't know
how to dance.
The tango.
Okay.
Very good.
If she weren't taking ballroom dancing classes, she wouldn't know how to dance tango.
How to dance the tango. Very good. If you don't buy the coconut, I won't be able to make the cocktail. Give me that sentence with unless.
You won't be able to do the cocktail.
To make the cocktail.
Unless you buy, the coconut.
The coconut. Very good. They couldn't hear the music because the acoustics was bad. Give me that sentence with because of.
They couldn't hear the music because of the bad acoustics.
Very good. On account of.
They couldn't hear the music on account of the bad music.
The bad acoustics.
I'm sorry. They couldn't hear the music on account of the bad acoustics.
Very good. And due to?
They couldn't hear the music due to the bad acoustics.
Very good. When was the last time you swam in the Manzanares River?
I've never swam in the Manzanares River.
Very good. Has it ever taken you an hour to find a movie you wanted to watch?
Yes, it's taken me an hour to find a movie I wanted to watch.
This is a very millennial thing, I think. So, you know, on a Friday night, for example, like tonight, I'm going to get home and I'm going to have dinner and I'm going to sit down on the couch with my boyfriend and we're going to watch a movie. And this is what happens every single time. So we flick through the options for about an hour. Then we finally decide what we're going to watch.
Yes.
And then 5 minutes later, I fall asleep. 10 minutes later, he falls asleep. And then we wake up to like this random movie. Always happens.
You gotta be quicker choosing.
Exactly. Every single time. Anyways, trick question. James went to Dallas on the 5th. Today is the 8th, and he went back yesterday. James went to Dallas on the 5th. Today is the 6th, and he came back yesterday.
He was in Dallas for 2 days, and he was in Dallas from the 5th to the 8th.
To the 7th.
To the 7th, yeah.
Because today is the 8th, and he came back yesterday.
He came back yesterday, yes.
Very good. She said to me, don't get into that taxi. What did she tell me?
She told you not to get into that taxi.
Very good. Help Alex remember to turn off his alarm clock tomorrow.
Alex, remember to turn off your alarm o'clock tomorrow.
Alarm o'clock.
Sorry, your alarm to come here. Sorry.
What's more?
Remember to turn off your alarm clock for tomorrow.
Very good. What is she doing?
She's telling me.
No, she's not telling me.
She's reminding me.
That's right.
She's reminding me not to forget to switch off my alarm clock for tomorrow.
Yeah, or she's reminding you to turn off your alarm clock tomorrow. Very good. Can we hear alarm clock again?
let's see. Alarm o'clock.
Alarm clock.
Okay, alarm clock.
Thank you.
Alarm clock.
Very good. Are cars noisier than motorcycles?
Well, no. Cars aren't noisier than motorcycles.
Very good, which means?
Motorcycles are noisier than cars.
Very good, which means?
That cars are less noisy than motorcycles.
Very good, but if you wanted to say a different way instead of less noisy?
Quieter.
Very good, which means? Repeat that.
That the
cars
are quieter than motorcycles.
Very good, which means?
Which means that cars aren't as quiet as motorcycles.
No. because cars are quieter than motorcycles.
Yeah, so motorcycles aren't as quiet.
As quiet
mm-hmm. as cars.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that cars are louder than motorcycles.
No, which means that motorcycles aren't as quiet as cars, and cars aren't as
noisy as motorcycles.
Okay. Very good. And is there more technology now than 10 years ago?
Yes, there is.
Give me the full sentence.
There is more technology now than 10 years ago.
Which means?
There was less technology 10 years ago than now.
Which means?
That there isn't as less technology.
As little?
Yeah. Right. There isn't as little technology nowadays. Mm-hmm. Than 10 years ago, as 10 years ago.
Uy, Juan!
I'm still thinking on what you know I'm thinking.
Repeat.
There is little technology nowadays as 10 years ago.
There isn't
as little technology nowadays as 10 years ago.
That's it. Very good. And she looks at me and goes, let's do it together. So there wasn't as much.
There wasn't as much as
much technology.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
There wasn't as much as technology 10 years ago.
Stop. There wasn't as much technology 10 years ago.
Okay. There wasn't as much as technology.
As much as no.
There wasn't as much technology 10 years ago as today.
Nowadays.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Okay. I couldn't find the restaurant you recommended. Ask me why not.
Why couldn't you find the restaurant that I recommended?
Very good. She prefers to be outside rather than sitting inside. Give me that sentence with instead of.
She prefers to stay outside rather than inside.
But give me the sentence with instead of.
I didn't say.
No, you said rather than.
She prefers to stay outside instead of. Staying inside. Instead of sitting inside.
Very good. I would have said, instead of sitting inside, she prefers to be outside. Even though he likes cats, he doesn't have one. Even though he likes cats, he doesn't have one. Give me the sentence with, in spite of. Even though he likes cats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, that's the sentence. He doesn't have one. So he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one.
Excuse me.
In spite of. Not like...
But he likes cats. He likes cats.
He likes cats.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, okay.
But even though he likes cats, he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have...
He doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one?
No.
He doesn't have...
No, he doesn't.
Okay. He likes cats in spite of... He likes... No, wait a minute.
Even though he likes cats, he doesn't have one. Start with, he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one. He doesn't have one.
Very good.
In spite of liking them.
Liking cats.
In spite
of liking cats. Very good. In spite of the fact that...
In spite of the fact that he likes cats, he doesn't have one.
Very good. Despite...
As you see, I have a wide range of options. Despite of...
Y dale con el off.
Sorry. He likes cats, despite...
A ver dónde va eso. Start with the sentence, he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one, despite he likes
cats. Despite liking?
Okay, despite liking cats.
Very
good. He doesn't
have
one, despite liking cats.
Very good. Despite the fact that?
Despite the fact he doesn't like cats,
he has one.
Despite the fact that he doesn't like cats, he has one.
Eso ya ha cubierto todas las opciones.
Despite the fact that... that he likes cats, he doesn't have one.
Very good. Despite the fact that he likes cats, he doesn't have one. All right, next one. She's shy and very intelligent. Give me the question.
Why is she shy?
She's shy and very intelligent. That's the answer to the question you're going to ask me.
How is she like?
No.
What is she like?
What is she like? She's shy and very intelligent. Very good. How many dishes did you wash yesterday? Natalia, how many dishes did you wash yesterday?
I didn't wash any dishes yesterday.
Very good. And so far today?
So far today, I haven't washed any dishes.
Very good. And when was the last time there was a beach in Madrid? When was the last time there was a beach in Madrid?
Well, in fact, there is a beach in Madrid. The famous beach of Madrid.
Yes. So far this year.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
In San Juan's Lake. Ah. It's a beach from this year.
All right. When was the last time there was a beach in downtown Madrid?
There has never been a beach in downtown Madrid.
Very good. Very good. Betty says the following. Imagine I'm Betty and I say, I'm going to take a nap now. I will call you if I end up coming out. I'm going to take a nap now. I'll call you if I end up coming out. Give me that sentence and reported speech. Mamen. The first
Betty,
one.
Betty
I'm going to take a nap.
Betty said that she was going to take a nap now. Then.
No. Then, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, I'll call you if I end up coming out.
And she said that she'd call you if she ended up coming out.
Coming out. Very good. Mm-hmm. And when did you last start a book and put it away after the first 10 pages?
The last time I started the book and put it away after the first 10 pages
mm-hmm.
was 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Have you ever picked it up since then?
No.
I have that moment right now because I started reading a book. I was really anxious about reading. It's called Confessions of a Sociopath, which was a very interesting title. And I started reading it and I was like, oh, this is not what I imagined. So now I'm like, it's there. I haven't put it down completely. It's there, but I can't get myself to read it.
Are you going to give it a chance?
I think so. But then there is another book that I got given by a good friend. And it's a very interesting book because I'm a big fan of you know, police stories and all that stuff. And I know I'm going to like it. So I can either choose to finish a book that I'm not really enjoying or read a book that I know I like. So that's my dilemma. So I'm not, right now I'm not reading.
Me.
Right?
No doubt.
Finish the first one, right? All right. Next question. The sauce is so spicy that I can't eat it. It's such a spicy sauce.
Yes. It's such a spicy sauce that I can't eat it.
Very good. It was such a lovely wedding that the guests didn't want to leave. Give me the sentence with so.
The wedding was so long that...
Lovely. The wedding was so lovely. Not long.
The wedding was so lovely that the guests didn't want to leave.
That the guests didn't want to leave. Very good. And should we be more careful with the environment?
Yes, we should.
Very good. And when was the last time you used a plastic cup?
5 minutes ago, I used a...
The last time?
The last time I used a plastic cup, it was 5 minutes ago.
Say it again.
The last time I used a plastic cup, it was...
Was
5 minutes ago.
That's right, because it is
already
the last
included.
Time... Exactly. The last time I used the cup... Is you can substitute it by it.
Okay.
Okay. Ask me if I'm going to stop using plastic cups, plates, and cutlery.
Are you going to stop using plastic cups, plates, and cutlery?
Yes, I am. I'm going to try. Would you rather paint or sing well?
I'd rather paint.
Paint well.
Well, I'd rather paint.
You can choose. Would you rather paint well or sing well?
I'd rather paint well.
Okay. I'd love to sing well. And were you able to play every sport when you were a child?
All of them. Quite a few.
The ones you tried.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Very good. And could you stay out until way past midnight when you were a child?
No, I couldn't stay past way...
Way past?
Way past midnight when I was a kid, a children.
A child.
A child.
A child. Very good. What does way past mean? What does it mean?
Pasado.
Bastante.
Bastante.
Way past. Mm. All right. So if you have a deadline on the 15th of a month and you hand in a project on the 30th, you're way past deadline.
Past in the past. In the past.
Past as in P-A-S-T.
Past. Past.
Pasado.
Way past.
Way past.
Ah. Yeah. I thought it was way past.
As in P-A-S-S-E-D.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Until the word corrected me.
Not really.
Yep, yep. But yeah, it's way past midnight, apparently. Alex, tell me to clap. Tell me to clap.
Julia, clap.
What is he telling me?
He's telling you to clap.
So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to clap.
What am I about to do?
You're about to clap.
Very good. What am I doing?
You're clapping.
Very good. Am I still clapping?
Yes, you're still clapping.
Have I stopped clapping yet?
No, you haven't stopped clapping yet.
Have I stopped clapping yet?
No. Yes, you've already stopped clapping.
Very good. Am I still clapping?
No, you're not clapping anymore.
Very good. What was I doing 30 seconds ago?
You were clapping.
Very good. What did I do?
You clapped.
You clapped. Very good. Ask me how long I have been eating healthy food.
How long have you been eating healthy food?
Very good. I've been eating healthy food for about a month now. James went to Moscow on the 3rd. Today is the 17th and he's still there.
So James has been in Moscow for 2 days.
He went there on the 3rd.
And today is the 5th?
17th.
17th. Wow.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Way off.
So, yeah. James has been in Moscow for 14 days, and he's been there since the 3rd.
Since the 3rd. Very good. How long have you been thinking about your summer holiday, Natalia?
I've been thinking about my summer holiday for 2 months now.
Very good. And do you have to go to bed early to get enough sleep?
I should. Yes, I have to go to bed early to have enough sleep.
To get enough sleep.
To get enough sleep.
Very good. And short answer?
Yes, I would.
Do you have to?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Will there be a beach in Madrid this year?
Yes, there will.
Yes, there will. Will there be a beach in downtown Madrid this year?
No, there won't.
Yes, there will.
Yes, there will. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Apparently.
Really?
Apparently in Colón. They're going to put up a whole...
Are they going to do apparently,
yes.
Project.
Yeah, apparently for July and
with
August.
With a wave, and things like that.
Well, I don't know about the waves.
a wave park.
A wave park. I don't know about the wave park either. I know there will be a swimming pool. I know it from the news because I heard it on the news. Apparently, there's going to be a swimming pool and... like a playground and then a bar and then sand all over Colón. So
that's nice.
It's going to be really nice. It's going to be really nice. Anyways, how long does the summer in Madrid last?
The summer in Madrid lasts 3 months.
Very good. Are there enough parks in Madrid?
Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm. Do you think too many people go on holiday in August?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you think you know a lot?
No.
Aquí me pongo ya muy...
no, I don't think I know a lot.
Very good. How long does it take to lose a kilo of fat?
It takes your whole life to lose a kilo of fat.
One or the other.
A kilo of fat is a lot of fat.
It's a lot of fat. That's right. In energy, apparently 1 kilo of fat is 7,000 calories. So if you gain a kilo of fat, it means that if, for example, a woman is supposed to eat 2,000 calories a day, more or less, in 7 days, it's 14,000 calories, right? So in order for a woman to gain 1 kilo of fat in 1 week, instead of eating 14,000 calories, she would have to eat 21,000 calories. The same to lose them. So if you don't eat 2,000 calories anymore, but you eat 1,000 a day, then you lose 1 kilo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Veis que estoy muy bastante.
Sí, sí.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Anyways, do you know anybody who survived an earthquake?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Very good. And do you sometimes... Now, this is a crazy question. Do you sometimes imagine what it would feel like being in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at night.
Mm. Yeah.
Mamen, what am I asking you?
I repeat the question.
Do you sometimes imagine what it would feel like being in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at night?
You're asking me if sometimes...
If I sometimes
think...
Imagine.
You're asking me if I sometimes imagine that I'm...
What it would
be like to be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night or at night?
Yeah.
Very good. And your answer is?
Yes, maybe I...
Maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
It happens to be sometimes I'm like, you know, washing the dishes or just randomly staring into space and thinking, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean is a real place. And so is Mount Everest. And I think we talked about Mount Everest once. It's a real place. So while we are here, somebody or nobody is there. So I imagine what it would feel like being in the middle of the night with everything absolutely dark, with no lights, you know, swimming in the Atlantic Ocean that is like, you know, 2 kilometers deep,
yes.
With no land, really far out. It's like, but like, what would you hear? What kind of noises would there be?
A shark coming.
So I think that every once in a while. Anyways, who has never thought about the previous question before? You, me, or Juan?
All of us mm-hmm. have thought about the previous question.
Very good. All right. Very good. Take out... We only have 30 more seconds. Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do an email dictation from the English O'Clock book. My low-level students have, well, low-level, my beginners, have massive difficulties with the emails. I don't know if it's because of the vowels. I don't know if it's because of the underscores and ats and dots and all that stuff. But we're going to do that after the break. And meanwhile, you can go onto Twitter. It's @English_o'clock and answer the question. How do you say apoyar o hinchar por in English? How do you say that? You guys remember, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. Very good. But don't, we can take a look at Twitter. A lot of people say to support. But I am not looking for support. I'm looking for another one. And the word I'm looking for is very similar to, well, it's actually the same as raíz. Chen, chen, chen. Anyway, so right after the break, we'll take a look at the email dictation. So don't you go anywhere and stay tuned.
Y hay un plan fenomenal que... puedes hacer aquí en Baugar, aparte de venir a vernos, que puedes venir a vernos en directo, que es un curso intensivo de verano. Y María nos va a contar en qué consiste ese curso.
¡Wow! Sí. ¡Cool!
Es un curso muy bueno, se puede hacer por semana, se puede coger una semana, 2, 3 o 4, lo que el alumno quiera. Uh-huh. Y lo más importante de este curso es que refrescas el inglés.
This summer intensive course, uh-huh. It's perfect for people who are setting themselves... that target of making a significant improvement, es decir, una mejora importante en su inglés. By how many hours a day?
Son 4 horas diarias.
4 horas.
Sí, y
tenemos 4 hours.
Sí,
4 horas.
Con un descansito, hacemos 2 horas, un pequeño descanso para tomar un café y seguimos las 2 horas.
Okay, so if you do 1 week, you're going to do 20 hours.
Eso es.
20 hours of English.
Uh-huh. Sí.
That's great. With Vaughan Teachers,
eso es.
The best in the business.
Sí, porque aquí solamente seleccionamos a los mejores.
Por supuesto.
Antes que se nos vaya el tiempo, que llamen para Madrid 91-133-5833 o Barcelona 93-339-8687. Y también tenemos, si se quieren informar, en nuestra web para Bilbao, Valencia, Santander, Vigo, Valladolid, Zaragoza o Madrid Las Tablas.
Can we have the numbers in English, María?
Yeah.
¿En Madrid?
For Madrid, 91-133-5-833.
Okay, again.
91-133-5-833.
Siempre damos los números de teléfono uno por uno en inglés, ¿eh? Fantastic. And if you're in Barcelona,
93-33-8687.
One more time. 93 93 33 33 9 9 8 6 8 6 8 7 8 7. Fantastic. So,
recordamos que también están disponibles los cursos intensivos de verano también en nuestras delegaciones. Cada una nos podrá estar escuchando en este momento o en otro, porque este programa lo pueden volver a sintonizar y escuchar en nuestros podcasts, en iVoox y en iTunes. Y que nada, que este es el mejor plan que pueden tener. También pueden hacer plan también con los peques.
Sí, y sí. Si contratas más de una semana, te damos un descuentazo,
exacto,
¿no?
Exacto. Cuantas más semanas coges, más económico sale siempre.
¿Sí?
Y además, para mayo tenemos promociones muy interesantes para los Impact, que están a punto de salir. O sea que cuanto antes la gente se anime, mejor. Porque las plazas se
limitan. Pero el dinero nunca es lo más importante, sino la cantidad de horas que estamos dedicando a ¿cómo se dice eso? A alcanzar nuestro objetivo, que es dar ese salto significativo, sí, o importante además, en nuestro inglés, ¿no?
Durante todo el año han puesto la excusa de no tengo tiempo, eso trabajo, es. Pues mira, ahora los meses de verano aprovechas y encima te traes al peque, el peque lo dejes con nuestros profes. Y tú te vas a tu clase y nada, y luego todos a casa a comer.
So it's ideal.
Es ideal. Lo mejor.
Horario de tarde también para gente que traerán o que tenga jornadas continuas.
Ajá.
Pueden venir de 4 a 8 sin ningún tipo de problema.
Great.
Digo otra vez el teléfono.
Sí, go on.
Que siempre hay alguien. Madrid 91-133-5833. Barcelona 93-339-8687.
Ok, María, you have 15 seconds to sum it up.
Perfecto.
¿Por qué tenemos que contratar esos cursos de verano?
Pues mira, yo he hecho uno y para mí es el mejor curso que se puede hacer. Refrescas el idioma, te corrige la pronunciación y lo que mejor puedes hacer es hacer este curso.
Thank you very much, María, you're a star. Dani, gracias.
Adiós.
See you soon, chao.
Este verano, no abandones tu inglés. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. Before we go into the email dictation, os tengo que contar una cosa que me acaba de llegar, que solamente es súper, súper, súper único, porque yo desde luego nunca lo he hecho y me está encantando, porque es un super deal. It's called Super Deal by Julia. Y si llamáis, tenéis media hora para llamar. Los que llamáis, los primeros tres llamadas que llamáis entre ahora y final del programa, podéis pillar un Daytown el 30 de junio en Zaragoza, ¿vale? Un Daytown, y os van a regalar otro. O sea, compráis uno y os van a regalar otro. So it's buy one and get one for free. Y me está encantando, porque creo que es una muy buena oferta. Es para el 30 de junio en Zaragoza, y los primeros tres llamadas, pues tenéis esa oferta. Compráis uno y el otro os lo regalamos. All right, so get on the phone. All right, email dictation. Let's take a look. I'm going to spell it only once and you're going to write it down. So the first email, it goes like this. A-I-D-E-N, so it's A-I-D-E-N underscore F-R-A-N-K underscore N at E-M-I, sorry, emaileme.com. I repeat that. At emaileme.com. Number two is jerrysicecream at tablemanners. Dot MX. Number three is CATS DOGS AND M-I-C-E at A-N-I M-A-L-L-A-N-D dot D-E. Number three is T-R-O-Y.
Wait a minute. Are you going to repeat the third one?
No.
But you already said three.
Yeah, I said three, but it's five.
But you said the third one again.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The fourth one. The next one is TROYSTOYS at SHOP, the number four, and then EVERYONE.com. And the last one, I promise this is the last one, is JIMYTDFG at WEIRDMAIL.com. All right, each of you can choose one email address they want me to repeat. Juan, which one do you want me to repeat?
The second one.
Okay, the second one is JERRYSICECREAM at TABLEMANNERS.MX. Mamen?
I would like you to repeat the third one.
The third one. All right. The third one goes CATSDOGSANDMICE at ANIMALLAND.DE. That's it. Alex, you want one?
The last one.
All right. The last one is JIMYTDFG at WEIRDMAIL.com. We have it?
No.
Yes. No. Venga, vale. Pues nada, hasta luego. Why don't you start, Juan?
First one?
Yes.
I think it was AIDN_FRANK_N at EMAILME.com. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Can you read it, the full thing? Can you read the full thing?
Aiden Frank N email yeah. me.com.
Yes. Aiden_Frank_N at email me.com. Very good. Mamen, number two.
JERRYSICECREAM at TABLE.
Oh.
Yes, could be. and
No, there is no U. M A N N E.
Ah, yes, N. No, M A N N E R. ISS.X.
Me, more or less. No. The email is jerrysicecream@tablemanners.mx.
Okay.
jerrysicecream@tablemanners.mx. Next one.
CATSDOGSANDMICE at ANIAM.
ANIMAL.DE. You're missing something. It's cats, dogs, and mice at
Animalland.DE.
Animalland.DE. Very good. Juan.
TROYSTOYS.
Very good.
At SHEP.
SHOP.
Yes, I had O.
You had O.
SHOP, number four. EVERO.
YO.
Yes.
YO.
Number four, EVERY T-R-O-Y-S-T-O-I-S-T-O-N-E .com.
.com, very good. So it's Troy Stoys, Troy Stoys at shopforeveryone.com. Very good. Mamen.
J-I-M-Y-T-D-J-F-G.
F-G.
F-G.
That's it. Very good. Alex, continue.
You know, I don't have it. I didn't get it.
What do you have it? You say you have it? Yeah. Lomen?
Weird. W-E-I-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
Dot could be.
No.
At. No. Something.
It's weirdmail.
Mail.com.
Yes. So it's JimYTDFG at weirdmail.com.
But you said very quickly.
Did I now?
Yes.
She knows.
I know. Of course. All right, let's take a look at vocabulary list number 34. I don't think we have finished it, but we're just going to do it the whole thing again. So, un número impar.
An odd number.
Very good. Pertenencias.
Belongings.
Very good. Compromiso.
Commitment.
Very good. Aduana. Aduana.
Can't remember now.
Customs.
Customs. Very good. Aburrido.
Dull.
Dull. Very good. Fe.
Faith.
Very good. Dañino o perjudicial.
Harmful.
Yep. En vigor.
In force.
Very good. Risa.
Laughter.
Yes. Puerta de montaña.
Mountain pass.
Mountain pass. Very good. Política de actuación.
Policy.
Very good. Recursos.
Resources.
Yes. Tímido o cohibido.
Shy.
Or? If you're shy, you're very self?
Self-conscious.
Self-conscious, that's right. Esbelto.
Slender.
Very good. Cigüeña.
Stork,
very good. El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit,
very good. Masticar.
To chew,
very good. Averiguar o enterarse.
To find out.
Very good. Derretir o fundir.
To melt.
Uh-huh. Modificar.
To revise.
To revise or to modify. Mm. Modify is also correct. Hacer huelga.
To strike,
very good. Rechazar o bajar el volumen.
To turn down.
Very good. Intranquilo o preocupado.
Uneasy.
Yes. Radiografía.
X-ray,
that's right. Very good. Okay, now we're going to take a look at something that we have not seen before. Not even in with the other group. So we're going to take a look at it for the first time. It's even and not even. Okay? So I'm going to give you a sentence, and you have to transform it using either even or not even, which is incluso is even, and ni siquiera, not even. All right? So one sentence could be, everyone was at the party. My grandmother was there too. Give me the sentence with even.
Everyone was at the party. Even my grandmother was there.
Yeah, or even my grandmother.
Even my grandmother.
Very good. Now let's try a negative. No one knew the answer. The best student in the class didn't either.
No one knew the answer. Not even the best student.
Not even the best student. Very good. Everybody on the team scored. The goalkeeper scored too.
Everybody on the team scored.
Mm-hmm.
Even the goalkeeper.
Well, even the goalkeeper. Very good. Everyone got sick. The captain of the ship got sick too.
Everybody got sick. Even the captain of the ship.
Very good. Nobody remembered the words to the song. The composer didn't remind them either. Didn't remember them either.
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. Nobody remembered the words to the song.
Okay. Nobody remembered the words to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the
composer.
The composer.
Not even the composer. Very good. Everybody took Friday off. The boss took Friday off too.
Everybody took the Friday off. Even the boss.
That's right. Everyone fell asleep during the speech. The master of ceremonies fell asleep too.
Everybody fell asleep during the speech. Mm-hmm. Even the master of ceremonies.
Very good. No one, including the teacher, could find a logical explanation for the English expression.
No one could find a logical explanation for the
English expression.
Not even the teacher.
Uh-huh. Very good. Not even the teacher. Everybody liked her new boyfriend. Her ex liked him too.
Everybody liked her new boyfriend, even her ex-boyfriend.
Even her ex-boyfriend. Very good. Nobody liked the meal. The chef didn't like it either.
Nobody liked the meal, not even the chef.
Very good. Everybody brought food, including the children.
Everybody brought food, even the children.
Very good. Everybody brought food, including the children. So even the children. Very good. We're going to take a look at the conditional. The second conditional for the time being, we haven't gotten around to the third one, but we will very soon. So I'm going to give you a sentence and you transform it into the second conditional. She makes mistakes because she works too fast.
If she didn't work so fast, she wouldn't make mistakes.
She
wouldn't make mistakes.
Very good. I'm poor because I'm a teacher.
You weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
Again, if?
If you weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
Very good. He is always ill because he doesn't take care of himself.
If he took her off himself.
If he took her if, off himself.
If he took
si se la quitara encima. Si no estaría enfermo. Quita, bicho.
If he took care of himself, he wouldn't be ill.
Very good. Helen is rich because she has a lot of money.
If Helen didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
She what?
She wouldn't be rich.
She wouldn't be rich. Very good. The first time around, it comes out as goodened.
Ah.
Or buddened. Okay. Very good. The sun is shining because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun would shine. Would shine.
The sun isn't. The sun is shining.
Because, it's shining.
Yeah, it's shining. Because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun would shine. Wouldn't be shining.
Wouldn't be shining. Very good. Yes. Which is technically not true because the sun is still shining. You just can't see it. He doesn't want to marry her because she doesn't know how to. A ver lo que digo ahora, para salirme de esa. Because she doesn't know how to
play chess.
Yes, thank you. Because she doesn't know how to play chess. Toma ya.
Dígase. For me?
Yes.
She doesn't want?
He doesn't want to marry her because she doesn't know how to play chess.
If she knew how to play chess, he would marry her.
Very good, very good. The box is empty because there is nothing in it.
If there were something in it, the box wouldn't be empty.
Wouldn't be empty. Very good. I'm bored because my life is boring.
If your life weren't boring, you wouldn't be bored.
Very good. He doesn't progress because he doesn't come to class every day.
If he came to class every day, he would progress.
Very good. I want to eat because I'm hungry.
You weren't hungry, you wouldn't eat.
You wouldn't want
to eat.
Very good. He's an alcoholic because he drinks too much.
If he didn't drink so much, he wouldn't be an alcoholic.
Very good. I carry aspirin with me because I suffer chronic headaches.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't carry aspirin.
Aspirin, very good. I sleep on a hard mattress because I have a back problem.
If you didn't have a back problem, you wouldn't sleep on a hard mattress. Matrix.
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 Matrix. La matrix está cambiando.
Mattress.
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 Mattress. Very good. She knows me well because I'm famous.
If you weren't famous, she wouldn't know you well.
Mm-hmm. I eat fast because I'm a nervous person.
If you weren't a nervous person, you wouldn't eat fast.
Very good. I don't have a Porsche because I don't have a lot of money.
If you had a lot of money, you would have a Porsche.
Very good. I don't have financial problems because I don't spend a lot of money.
If you spent a lot of money, you'd have financial problems.
Financial problems. Very good. All right. Notes to self. Read the drills before doing them.
What's that?
No, note to self, because sometimes you just take, you know, a certain set of drills from a certain book and you're like, I'll be fine. I just read them off. And then, you know, sometimes you have to improvise and play chess. All right, let's take a look at translationist number 12 from translation booklet number 7. Number 7. And it goes like this. Oh, no, we already did this one. So it's not number 7, it's number 8. Number 13. Jeez, number 13. It goes like this. ¿Cómo te sientes, cómo te sientes siendo millonario? Juan.
How do you feel being a millionaire?
Very good. Igual que siempre.
The same as always.
Very good. Creí que tendría más tiempo libre.
I thought I would have more free time.
Very good. ¿Te das cuenta ahora?
Do you realize now?
Very good. Now do you realize? Do you realize now? Very good. Los ricos tienen problemas también.
Rich people have problems too.
Very good. Pero es mejor que ser pobre.
But it's better than being poor.
But it's better than being poor. Very good. Tal vez, pero no estoy tan seguro.
Perhaps yes, but I'm not so sure.
Maybe so.
Maybe so, but I'm not so sure.
Very good. I'm not so sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Has tenido mucho éxito.
You've been a lot of success. You've been very successful.
You've been very successful. Very good. Ahora que eres rico y famoso, ¿qué vas a hacer con tu vida?
Now that you're rich and famous, what are you going to do with your life?
Very good. Voy a realizar todos mis sueños.
I'm going to fulfill all my dreams.
Very good. No pierdas tu sentido de la orientación.
Don't lose your sense of direction.
Very good. El pavimento está resbaladizo.
Nothing to do.
Or maybe yes.
The asphalt is slippery.
Yeah, the asphalt or the floor. Simply the floor. The floor is slippery. Very good. Te puedes resbalar fácilmente.
You can slip easily.
Very good. Ahora sí que ya no tiene nada que ver. Besaos y haced las paces.
Kiss to each other and...
No, kiss to each other, no. Kiss each other.
Kiss each other and make it up.
Make up.
And make up.
Yes, and we'll just say kiss and make up.
Kiss and make up.
Kiss and make up. Very good. Ella lleva mucho maquillaje.
She wears a lot of makeup.
Very good. ¿Cómo puedo compensar lo que hice?
How can I make up for this?
For what?
For what I did.
For what I did. Very good. Esta es una clase de recuperación.
This is a makeup class.
This is a makeup class. That's right. Él inventó una historia.
He made up a history.
He made up a?
A story.
A story. Very good. He made up a story. Decídete.
Make up your mind.
Very good. El comité está compuesto por 3 personas.
The committee is made up of 3 people.
Very good. Tengo que recuperar el tiempo perdido.
I have to make up the loss. I have to make up for the lost time.
And without the.
I have to make up for lost time.
Very good. I have to make up for lost time. ¿Cómo te lo puedo compensar?
How can I make it up for you?
To you.
To you.
Again.
How can I make it up to you?
Very good. Confeccionemos una lista de temas.
Let's make up a list of topics.
Very good. Or subjects. Very good. Estoy completamente desmoralizado.
I'm completely demoralized.
I'm completely demoralized. Very good. ¿Qué ocurre?
What's the matter?
That's right. That's the more correct version. All right. I let you choose. We still have 4 minutes of show. Do you want a vocabulary list or a short answer drill? What do you want? Uno, dos, tres, os falta otra vez. Vocab. Okay. Vocab list number 35 from our last. Oh my God, this is the penultimate vocabulary list. What are we going to do?
Yes.
I'm just going to start from scratch because I know I find words that you don't remember. So vocabulary booklet number 5, list 35. Molesto.
Bothersome.
Annoying. Annoying. Very good. Annoying. And the word, saying the word annoying is como, ay, you're annoying. It's very appropriate. Apuesta.
Bet.
Mm-hmm. Don't bet on Egypt, by the way. Just to say. Comparison. Very good. Recorte presupuestario.
Cutback.
Very good. Tonto.
Dumb.
Very good. Fiel.
Faithful,
that's right. Inofensivo.
Harmless.
Yeah, como las the moths.
Yes.
The moths are harmless. But I'm still, you know, they scare the living daylights out of me. En privado.
In private.
In private, very good. Pleito o demanda. I really like the word pleito. I think it sounds really nice. It sounds really sexy. Pleito. But that's not positive at all. It's a sexy word, pleito.
Really?
So pleito o demanda.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit, very good. Cordillera o sierra. Te tocan todas las montañas.
Mountain range.
Mountain range, very good. La política.
Politics.
Very good. General politics. Mm. Curriculum vitae.
A CV or resume?
Resume. That's right. Autoestima.
Self-esteem.
Very good. Lonza o rebanada.
Slice.
Very good. Tormentoso.
Stormy.
That's right. La edad del hielo.
The Ice Age.
Very good. Aconsejar o asesorar.
To advise.
Advise. Very good. Declarar con pretensiones.
Declarar con pretensiones.
Mm-hmm.
Declarar.
Declarar con pretensiones.
To declare.
To claim. To claim.
Okay.
En un pleito. Reunir.
Together.
Very good. Fusionar empresas.
To merge.
Very good. Codearse con.
To rub shoulders with.
Very good. Esforzarse.
To make an effort.
No. To starts with S and finishing with thrive.
To strive.
Very good. Esforzarse. To strive. Aparecer o subir volumen.
To turn up.
Very good. El paro.
Unemployment.
Spell it.
Unemployment.
Yes.
Wow. U-N-E. Yes. U-N-E-P-L.
M-U-N-E-M.
Unemployment. U-N-E-M.
Thank you. Continue.
P-L-O-Y.
Very good. Thank you. Continue.
M-E-N-T.
M-E-N-T, that's right. Very good. And the last one, yate.
Yacht.
Very good. Can you spell it?
I think so. Y-A-U-G-H-T. Y-A-T-C-H-T.
Yes, that's right. Y-A-C-H-T, yate, yacht. Very good. And the